This new one. You like this? How many people like this? Yeah, I kind of like it.
I like it. Yeah, I like
What's up,
it.
Pete?
I like this one a lot. Right.
Charlotte likes it, too. She's important. Along with Charlotte on the Good Day program, Heather is here with me in the studio on the farm. We have Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and this is actually Beyond Good Day. Before we get to that, I think it's interesting, Jennifer, to note that most Americans are saying they're happy with the coverage of the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
About 70% say that it is excellent or at least good. Fewer than one in five describe it as fair to poor, according to the Pew Research Center poll.
We're watching a lot.
Out of 10 Americans have followed the Olympic events in one way or another on either the television, social networking. The main screen, though, for the vast majority is actually the television screen. And Bob Costas once again becoming a household name. And so it goes on, even though you look at the, I just see these polls and even the ones that we've conducted ourselves. It just seems blasé. Is our audience not normal? Or are the,
I think so, because the ratings are huge for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
It is.
There's some interesting stuff.
I
mean, it's interesting. There's good stories, and you know, yeah. Last night we were watching the Olympics, and some girl doing the what's the one with the bar where they stand up and do flips on top of the bar? Whatever.
Parallel bar?
No, not the parallel bar. The whatever.
Yeah.
So
them.
She
the
gets the score, and they're not happy with it. So they go over, and the coach is up in the stands, and he's like yelling down to the coach that's on the floor, go. And tell the judges you're not happy with the score, and you can submit a request for them to review it.
Mm-hmm.
So they did, and what they found was they didn't score her properly on the difficulty. And she went from fourth place to tied for third place in a bronze medal because of that.
That's good.
And they realized it. And so it was pretty interesting to watch.
So one of the things about the Olympics that I find interesting story at DougStefan.com today is that they already, at the Olympics, are auctioning off people. They're auctioning off.
Take one.
These various things that have been used, like the badminton shuttlecock, a tennis ball, a basketball.
What?
They're using the audience that's there as the background, if you will, to these auctions. Some of the stuff they put up online. For example, there's a badminton shuttlecock, $391 it went for yesterday. Let's see here. A tennis ball, starting asking bid, $555.
Wow.
Whoa.
And what are you doing with this money? Does this money go to charity, or is it go to support the Olympians?
It says the money will go toward paying for the games. Torches signed by athletes are being sold for $3,100 a piece. Already, though. I mean, you don't even wait for the things to be over, and they're already selling off this stuff. Which, am I the only one who's bugged by that?
Wow.
Yesterday's poll at DougStefan.com, Jennifer, who was or is your favorite American Got Talent judge? Is that right? America's Got Talent. Let's see. 30% said Sharon Osbourne. So if that's the case, they'll lose a lot of their audience when she's going to hit the road. Let's see here. 22% said Piers Morgan. Huh? Vapid, vacant.
He was pretty good at the beginning.
He was Simon.
Really was.
Yeah, was he? 18% said Howard Stern. 16% said Howie Mandel. 7% said David Hasselhoff. Right? There you go.
Seven for David.
It's always going to be. Well, I mean, there's always going to be at least seven people who are breathing that might come up with an answer.
Don't hassle the Hoff.
Like right, exactly. All right, so that's the Olympic update. Jennifer,
a little Facebook stuff?
I would like to have some social media input before we get into our stories.
Well, let's chat, shall we? Let's chat a little about
the
Olympics.
Let's chat a little. We're following
a couple of different threads at facebook.com/Good Day Show. One of them being the dumbest event at the Olympics. And some funny ones. We've had NBC not showing live competition. That was Terry Chris at the trampoline. Janet said some of the reporters and their questions. Tony said synchronized swimming, and he's upset that baseball was not included. He thinks it's ridiculous. Richard thinks beach volleyball is pretty dumb. Loretta, and I agree with her, the two-person bike race inside What's with the slow start, she says. Han says horseback riding. John said the opening and closing ceremonies. Allison said table tennis, a.k.a. ping pong. Also, yesterday we had a story that we talked about on the air about the feud that is a brewing between Elton John and Madonna. So we said if there was a celebrity grudge match between the two of them, who would win? Ken said, Madonna is kind of buff, but she might be able to take the old coot.
Madonna's skin and bones.
So. Michelle said, what's Madonna going to do? Show her blankety girl parts to make Elton puke? She's a tool, and being buff has no significance when you're just a tool. Davinia said, Elton John. Han said, Madonna would whoop Elton's raggedy old rear end, but Elton has much better hit songs. Richard said, Elton John would win. Christopher said, Madonna and the pointy bra that she wears would kick Elton in the platform shoes, if you catch my drift. Tony said, Madonna would win hands down. Jim said, Elton John, because he would still be standing. Get it? Chris said, let's get it on. He just wants to see the match. Rebecca said, Elton John, more hits, and he doesn't try to use a fake accent when speaking. Terry said, would anyone care? William said, slow news day, Doug? Marie said, Madonna.
Very cute.
I know. It's a fun one.
We need to take a couple of minutes every day to get ourselves oriented to what's going on. Social media, very important. Like it or not, it's here. Remember that old song, Our Love Is Here to Stay? We can change that. You don't remember that song?
No.
All right. Phones are here.
Why would you say that, Rich? You knew it was going to happen.
Yes.
Stay.
Let me sing a little something for you. Here's a couple bars.
I guess pretty good, Richie, actually. Pretty
and
good.
I still don't
That's
know.
That's my impression of you.
Yeah, very good. Your impression of me goes further than that, and it's a time for us to take. There's a pause in the action down on the field, and when we come back, is it Richie's turn? I think it is, actually. Richie's turn in the story.
I've got something for baby haters.
Really?
Yes. You're going to love it. If you hate babies, you're going to love this.
Just in general, I don't like the word hate, but I would strongly dislike people who didn't like babies right off.
Well, everybody loves babies, but every now and then you're like, okay, with
Take
the kid
home.
Pictures. I'm going to tell you how to fix
or
it.
Or when you sit next to them on the plane.
If you're on Facebook and you're just tired of just everybody posting pictures of their baby, I'm going to show you how to fix it.
You're going to show us or you're going to tell us?
I'm going to tell you.
Tell
but
us.
Then you're going to go see it, and then you will have been shown
there it is.
How to fix it.
We'll be had in just a moment. It's 14 after on Good Day.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus, save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, before we get to Richie, Jennifer, can I ask for some clarification from you for a second? Or maybe everybody wants to chime in on this. We were just talking about the Olympics and how many people are watching them. And then I happen to see out of the corner of my eye a suggestion that apps and the recommendations that come, excuse me, on what to watch are being compromised. And in other words, if you have downloaded an app, there's an app or two or three or four around that give you recommendations on television shows based on some input that you
your preferences.
It's like, who would you vote for president? All right, so this is a preference to television. What kind of shows do you like? 24, 40, whatever it is. And now it appears that some of those are being corrupted by the networks who are sort of in some way trying to strategically input into the creation of these apps so that you're not really going to get all of what you might see.
So
you're
going
to get skewed to NBC or to ABC or Fox or something, and because somehow or other they're paying off Facebook. I don't know how could you do that? Richie, you got any idea? How would Facebook let this, or how could this be corrupted?
Maybe
so that you'd be set to a particular network instead of just following
shows.
It's
like Google. When you search for something on Google, the sponsored links always come up first.
Right.
Yeah, it's
okay,
about
so
who
it's
pays
the
most
thing.
Money.
All right, okay, got it. All right, sorry, Richie, I cut into your time or not.
No problem.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Facebook, if you're on Facebook and you have friends who have little babies and they're always posting pictures of the little babies, and they're all
cute.
They're all so cute.
Aww. They all look the same.
But at a certain point, you're just like, okay with the pictures of the kids.
Right.
Well, these three New Yorkers have figured out a way around it. They were out at happy hour one night. They're all in their 20s and single, and they're getting tired of a couple of their friends posting pictures of their new little babies over and over and over every day. Here's the baby eating. Here's the baby doing this. Here's the baby doing that. So they talked to a coder friend of theirs, a computer coder friend of theirs, and came up with a way to every time one of your friends posts a picture of their baby, they look for keywords like cute, adorable in your friend's posts, and that picture is replaced with a picture of a kitten.
That's hysterical.
So they launched a new website
happy
called...
Happy hours are awesome for that.
...called unbabyme.com or unbaby.me.me. And they started a Facebook page, and they opened it Wednesday, and they've had 41,000 Facebook likes since then.
Oh, how funny.
The woman's name is Yvonne Chang, and her friends Chris Baker and Pete Marquis were just sitting out drinking one night, and they came up with the idea and put it in. So it's just a plug-in.
Can we do that for people that put pictures of food on Facebook, too? Maybe we could filter for yummy, because, you know, people always take pictures of their food. Like, who cares?
Yeah, get a life.
I don't care if you're eating a bologna sandwich. That's just no.
Yeah. I love this thing, though. Now, what
well,
I want to
you can use
know,
it for most any application, Richie.
Sure. I want to know is if you can replace... If we can use this to replace pictures of babies for kittens, like, can I put pictures of, like, hot women there or beer or
beer.
Cool cars or something like that? That's
great.
What I want to know.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think now our minds are running wild, the creative juices and geniuses that are
among pictures of cows, Doug.
Right. I was thinking that, Richie, as you said that. Or tractors.
There you go.
If you will, right?
Or bulldogs.
Tractors. Or bulldogs, yeah. 21 after on Good Day.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Their new protest song about fracking. Huh. Give it up for Yoko Ono and Sean Lennon, everybody.
Is this for real?
Yeah. Hmm.
Gather around, people, listen to my song.
Come on.
About something most people agree is just wrong.
It is Sean Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Is it really?
Yes.
Discover. It's the Sean.
So please don't frack my mother.
Don't frack my mother.
No,
because I ain't got no words.
Richie, you could try to convince me. You give me that serious sound. I'm looking at Heather's eyes at the moment.
Very true.
Go to ABC.com and look up the Jimmy Fallon show, and you'll see the video right there.
Yeah.
Don't frack me.
Why?
I'm going to tell you in a minute.
Here comes Jimmy Fallon to join in.
People don't care what they're fracking today. They'll frack anything that gets in their way. And when they're done fracking, they'll frack something else. I got one thing to say. Go frack yourself.
That's stupid. Oh, my God.
Well, it ain't the 60s. Society has advanced.
How old is he now?
He looks like he's about my age, mid-40s.
Inside your pants. Look into my eyes. Do you hear me stutter? Don't frack my mother.
So there's got to be some reason for this.
This seriously is a very big fracking problem.
Really?
Yes, it is. And I'm talking about hydraulic fracturing.
Yes.
Which is the drilling.
Oil.
Actually trying to get natural gas.
Natural gas.
Gas and oil. Well, they get oil out of it too, but mostly gas, yeah.
Well, the big controversy right now
is the oil shale that's with it, Richie, gets oil.
Whatever.
Excuse me, go ahead.
Exactly. It's, and actually, speaking of shale, the Marcellus Shale region, which spans from New York to West Virginia. It covers about 124,000 kilometers.
Uh-huh. Square miles.
Yes, exactly. There is a tremendous amount of overdevelopment going on there and a lot of fracking, so it's being called, going on. And the protest is that now we're having radioactive elements such as radon, et cetera, leaching into drinking water sources and, you know, just underground pools of water and whatnot. So there's a lot of contamination controversy going on about this fracking problem. So this is fracking serious.
Okay. So
So basically, we like the word, right?
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
So one of the things, the reality side of this, that sort of take an interesting pitch on this. There's good and bad that comes from almost anything and everything that we do now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good and there's a bad. The people that get the good out of it, if they have monetary interests, will try to diminish the bad aspects of it. The people who are interested in having you aware of how bad some things can do, overemphasize it. So what we get is we have a stalemate or we get frozen on things. There's no question that we need cheaper sources of energy. But do we get it at any cost?
Exactly.
That's the question that comes out of this sort of thing. One of the other side issues here has been that farmers, because these are the people that are basically, they're leasing the land to the drillers, and there are farmers suing other farmers and suing the drilling companies because they claim that one farmer A will sell them the lease rights cheaper. They'll go on farmer A's land and they'll try to drill under farmer B's property.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, that's what happened with the Iraqis. They were drilling oil in Kuwait, and instead of drilling, taking the oil out of Kuwait that way, they just wanted to attack Kuwait and take it over. That's what started that war. But there are a lot of these sorts of problems that are created around drilling for gas and or oil, and it's, okay, what a way. The benefits versus the mm-hmm. things that could be a problem.
Well, Sean Lennon and Yoko Ono actually have about 120 artists behind them.
Yeah.
Behind this protest.
Wow, those liberals.
Including Lady Gaga,
those
Leonardo
liberals.
DiCaprio.
The liberals.
Yes.
Again,
thank you, liberals.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. But I think, again, you're right. You got to know what the benefits are and what the negatives are when you're doing stuff like this. 28 after the hour.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ To Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Micro instrument cables, buy one for $15, get two free. Plus, score closeout pricing on Fender G-Deck amplifiers, only $149. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Jimmy Bond. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfans Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink?
We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
David and Bob and Edwina. What a great name that is. I was like that name.
That's our landlord. I don't like that name because she's our landlord.
Oh, okay.
And you know how landlords are.
Take it all back, right. The folks in Heartland, Maine are listening. Lincoln, Nebraska. State College, Pennsylvania. A lot of calls from there lately. That's kind of nice. Thank you very much. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is Beyond Good Day, in fact, where all of us have a time to tell you stories, make points. Jennifer is now up at bat.
Well, you know, it's been, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but has it been kind of a weird couple of months as far as, you know, your job and... So I know you don't like to think about retirement, Dougie, but I think a lot of people do dream about retirement. And there's a new study out by U.S. News and World Report about the best places to live in 2032.
Which is 20 years from now.
Okay. Exactly. When we might be able to actually think about retiring, right?
Yeah.
And so all these places, all the states were measured on full-time employment, economic confidence, job creation, healthy employee-supervisor relationships, standard of living, optimism about the place's future, optimism about residents' future, perceived learning opportunities, clean water, safe places to exercise, obesity, smoking, and dental visits. Okay? Any guess as to what the number one state to retire in 2032 will be?
The Maine. Number one state?
Number Maine. One state.
No.
Dougie, you can pull this off. I know you can.
Massachusetts.
No.
Not close. Idaho.
Think about Mitt.
Oh.
Utah.
Yeah.
Okay, so number one state to retire in, if you're ready to do that in 2032, Utah, followed by Minnesota. Just because on all those standards, it came in the highest.
What standards?
The ones I just read. I just read a list of 13 things. Were you taking a little break?
I don't think that I... But then they didn't make it.
The well-being index. Okay, so one is Utah, two
Minnesota. How many cows do they have there?
My family is in the milk business like you are in Utah.
Really?
In Ogden, Utah, yep.
They sell raw milk?
They've been dairy farmers for ages.
Yeah, they sell raw milk?
I don't know if they sell raw milk.
They have brown cows?
Still allowed?
No, they have black and white cows.
Oh, so they're not like me at all.
Oh, you have brown cows.
I have brown cows. My
your cows
better.
Produce chocolate milk.
My cows, or the milk that comes from my cows, much better than the milk that comes from those cows.
Okay.
Like every
it's chocolate milk. Day. Duh, Roberta.
It's chocolate milk. That's what I said. It's chocolate milk.
Right, but that's
okay,
not
so
why.
Number two is Minnesota.
Yeah.
Number three, Colorado. Mm-hmm. Four, Nebraska. Five, North Dakota. Are you seeing the little trend
Nebraska
here in the middle of the country?
North
yeah.
Dakota? Yeah. Oh, it's too cold.
Six.
Ooh.
Rich, you're in luck. Move to Virginia. There you go. Actually,
you go.
You're in Virginia already, right?
I'm there.
Six, Virginia. Seven, Iowa. Eight, Hawaii. Nine,
yeah.
South Dakota.
I like Hawaii.
And ten, Maryland. So Rich is really loving life. Now.
Isn't Hawaii very expensive, though?
Yeah.
It is.
And Maryland's becoming very
happy.
Expensive, too.
I want to tell you something. There are a few places on the planet that are better than Hawaii.
I was going to say, are there any miserable people there?
There is nothing about Hawaii other than the fact, and maybe this is good depending. Nah, Hawaii, there's a peace and an overwhelming sense of tranquility that comes. Mm-hmm. I have no intention of retiring, but I will tell you, I've only been to Hawaii four times.
Long-term vacation,
right? Each time I go there, I think the next time, and this is very unusual for me, because I'm not one who goes places and stays very long, but each time I've been to Hawaii, I have thought, I want to spend more time here the next time I come.
Mm.
It's a good place, and it's got that sense
of
well-being,
too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful place. There's no other word used for it. It's a peaceful place, other than what you see on Hawaii 5-0.
There's a little crime, but that's the Big Island. Go to Maui. Oh,
yeah, it's just a wonderful place. It just really is. All right, anyway.
Okay, you want to know what's not wonderful?
Yes.
So these are the 10 worst states to retire to in 2032. Okay. Now, Rich, you said Maine was number one.
Yeah.
Maine is number 40 on the list.
Wow.
Yeah. Delaware is 41. 42, Ohio,
no.
Dougie. Uh-oh, Tiffin. What?
Delaware's
Tiffin is not exactly a hot spot of retirement other than the people that have grown up there and live there all day. It's not a retirement destination.
Not a okay.
I will tell you, everybody that lives in the Washington, D.C. area, once they reach the age of 65, they retire to Delaware because it's tax-friendly.
But it's the
it's
worst
extremely
state, apparently.
My aunt and uncle just retired there. My sister-in-law's parents just retired there. You go there, and it's such a tax-friendly state, they all go there.
Yeah, and every state has a lot to learn from Delaware. They don't have any budget deficits.
Why do you think all of the major corporations in this country are based in
Delaware? Corporation.
Utah and Nevada also, but
right.
Delaware more. And it's just
all the major banks are based in Delaware.
A lot of them in Charlotte now too.
In Charlotte too, yes.
Yeah, Hartford to a point, but not much anymore. But you're right, and Delaware actually is quite a nice state.
It's beautiful.
If you go to the coastal area, Delmarva, but there's some great farms,
mm-hmm.
inland, sort of the south and west in that part of the state, there's some great farms. So I can understand that. But
well,
who thinks of Delaware?
Stink.
Honestly.
That's the thing. It's going to stink in 2032. They say it's not going to be any good to retire there.
Yeah.
These are the worst now that we're going through.
All right, keep going.
All right. Delaware, Ohio, Louisiana, Alabama, Arkansas, Florida. Hello, that's like the retiree capital of the planet.
Global warming will make Florida be like 180
yeah.
degrees.
Wow. Nevada, Kentucky, Mississippi,
yes.
and West Virginia, number 50.
Poor West Virginia doesn't get any respect.
Always at the bottom of the list.
It really is. West Virginia is the lowest in almost everything you can come up with.
And if you want to know because you have vested interest, Dougie, California is, let's see. California,
other than the weather, California is becoming it's going to become impossible to live.
I need a new place to live. California is number 18, so I guess it's going to get better. And
California is a wonderful place in many respects.
You're good where you are.
Is outdoing itself. Well, I'm good where I am.
Massachusetts is number 11.
Really?
Okay.
On the list.
Uh-huh. All right.
Not shabby.
Yeah, that's a good report. Now, see, a lot of people now will put their mind into that and think about, okay, are you... And, by the way, Americans are notoriously bad at this anyway, of planning for the future. Americans don't much plan, to a point maybe a little, but we're not good planners. We do things by the seat of our pants, and that comes either because we don't save enough money, we don't have... We are schizophrenic with our attention focus. One week it might be, okay, let's do this. And then the next week, no, let's... And you know what it is? It's all this media hype is crazy. The fact that we get hit every day, the average American gets hit with 3,400 images to do something. Take some
every
action,
day?
Buy something, go somewhere every day.
Wow.
I'm sitting here in front of these screens. I've probably had 3,000 hits already today with people on the sidebar, do this, go there, check this out, go to McDonald's, take a flight, go to this hotel, visit this person, you missed this post. I mean, good God. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And no wonder, I mean, I can't imagine why everybody in this country, if not in the world, isn't going to have ADD.
I think Rich was brilliant on his vacation.
Shut everything
sending
off.
Sending off Facebook.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Shut it off.
I had to keep email on, but Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff.
Shut it off.
Shut it down.
Logged out. 15 days.
Yeah.
Right.
And how did you find? Did you miss it?
No, I didn't.
You've been much, by the way, I don't know if you know it or not, but you've been much better since you came back.
Well, you've been a little less type A. You've been a little more like, huh.
Yeah. So oh, everybody's
really?
Noticed it. We've all been talking
about
it.
Don't worry. It'll be back.
We've been all talking about it behind your back, how much better you've been.
You notice how I've been getting upset with Doug this morning regarding commercials, right?
You're right.
It'll
come
3 days.
By tomorrow, you'll be back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of that, it's 18 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Have you checked out DougSteffenTeam.com? Heather, have you checked out DougSteffenTeam.com?
Intensely.
Really?
Yes.
Jennifer, have you checked out DougSteffenTeam.com?
Of course. Hello.
Really? And what have you done there, Jennifer?
I've signed up.
Really?
For Youngevity.
Youngevity. Good for you. Okay. Roberta, this will be the test. Mm-hmm. Roberta, have you been to DougSteffenTeam.com yet?
Yes, actually, I was. The first day when you announced it, I went.
Really?
There.
And what'd you do there?
Absolutely. I just looked at it, checked it out.
How did it look? Did you fall asleep looking at it, or did you go off into a zone?
No, I thought it was very interesting.
There are a lot of interesting things there. Richie, you've been there.
Good
I know Richie.
There.
Yep.
Yeah. There is a lot of good stuff there. And the people today are so skeptical about things. And by the way, I'm the number one skeptic. Over the years, people have come to me with these sorts of things a lot. And Richie will tell you that I fell into, on several occasions, the ideas that were put forth because the folks who brought them to me were legitimate, or at least, people that I trusted. And they all fall apart, they all fall aside, because it's almost impossible, even with good intentions, to deliver as much as some of these sorts of things promise. Now, none of the teams that I've been involved with have been around anywhere near as long as this group has been.
Oh, yeah.
They've been at this for 24 years. And they have built a business that's very quiet. It's not like Amway. Well, it is sort of in how it's run. But you don't know, other than the word of mouth, this is what's so wonderful about it. And that's why the radio is such a good part of this, because the word of mouth strategy of just passing along the information. You get on to things. There's nothing that makes more sense when you really think about it. Thinking about what you want to avoid as you get older in terms of health care or health problems. There are 900 or so different diseases that you can fall prey to if you don't take care of your body. If you eat the wrong stuff, if you don't get enough rest, all of the things that you hear good doctors like Ken and Jack talking about all the time. But there are 90 nutrients that have been researched by person after person after person. And the 90 nutrients, a lot of them are minerals that we do not get in our food unless you're eating like I do out of the garden. But one of the things that attracted me to this, actually, was the fact that the person who came to me is a farmer, and he feeds his cattle the minerals that are in these 90 essential nutrients in the 90 for Life, the Healthy Start Pack at DougSteffenTeam.com. And you know, as well as I, Heather, you've been around here long enough, you know what we went through this spring and late winter because of the health of the cows.
Oh, sure.
We had some real problems, nutrition, because we couldn't find any feed anywhere that was any good. I'd run out. And
that's going on across the country.
It's
going
to be worse this year. So what we've done is we have these tubs of minerals that we buy, and we give them to the cows, and it amazingly, it really does, almost overnight, you can see a cow that's weak, or obviously you can tell by looking at her skin, her hair, her face, whether she's missing something or not. And they come back around so flush. And that's really what the core principle of longevity is, getting into these essential nutrients. So if I've done anything here in the last minute or so, hopefully it's to intrigue you to go Chuck, all right, Richie, don't get carried away.
Hey,
Doug
he's
Steffen,
back.
Team.com. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's worn off. DougSteffenTeam.com. Check out what it'll do for you and what it'll do for others. The Healthy Start Pack, DougSteffenTeam.com, or call 855-309-TEAM.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place now. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What's your drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Better take off your coat. Real slow. Take off your shoes.
Joe Cocker?
Yes, sir.
Is this Joe Cocker?
Yes, sir.
All right, so Roberto, are you taking us up Wet Alley?
Oh, wait, the song will tell you.
Are you stripping?
Coming up. Oh, yeah. Yes, but
leave your hat on. Can leave your hat on.
What's the name of that ranch?
Can leave your hat on.
Well, this story actually is about hats.
Really?
And it's kind of funny because this year, this summer, I decided that I was going to wear more hats. More straw hats.
Why?
I have black hats. Okay. I have red hats. I have cowboy hats with feathers sticking out of them. And actually, I look really good in hats.
You probably look like a pimp with a cowboy hat.
I look really good in hats.
That's my Jazz Fest hat. You've seen my Jazz Fest hat with the feathers sticking out and the skeleton and beads on it. But a report today in the L.A. Times actually says that hats are making a huge comeback. And in fact, a lot of hats, in fact, more than half of hats are being bought by women between the ages of 13 and 34. So the hats aren't relegated to, you know, the old matrons anymore. And one of the hats that are really making a comeback.
The fedora.
The fedoras, they don't want the fedoras anymore. It's the hats that just kind of sit on your head, kind of 20s style, that has a little, kind of like a headband. The Van Dough hats that has like a little feather or something or a piece of lace coming out of it. It's just a huge trend. And what they say, it's fueled a lot by celebrities. You'll see a lot of celebrities wearing hats now. Also by people who are concerned about getting the sun on their faces and skin cancer.
And also, the feather is sure going to block it out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also, they're just a lot of fun. You know, if you want to spice up your wardrobe and not pay a lot of money, I mean, that's the way to do it. You just go out and you get
yourself
the hat.
I think women wearing cowboy hats look ridiculous.
What?
No, I like
what?
It.
I think women
when Jennifer,
hat,
when Jennifer goes out and wears that little straw cowboy hat.
Ridiculous.
Well, not a cowboy hat.
Ridiculous.
I love hats.
There are some hats that are cool, but cowboy hats on women, floozy.
This whole fedora thing.
Well, yeah, that's the look I'm going for.
She's hoping to get lucky. She can leave her hat on.
Pass the hour. Good day.
Funny.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
High-profile cases and a number of them starting with a change of plea for Jared Loughner. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. He is the man who killed six people and shot a congresswoman a year and a half ago in Tucson, Arizona. Jared Loughner is now facing multiple life sentences following his appearance in federal court yesterday. U.S. Attorney John Leonardo outlines what took place in the courtroom.
Jared Lee Loughner was found competent to stand trial and pled guilty to 19 counts of the superseding indictment. Mr. Loughner will spend the remainder of his natural life in prison with no possibility of parole.
That guilty plea represented a change in plea for Loughner, all part of a plea deal with official sentencing set for November 15th. So how do the surviving victims of what Loughner did feel about this? Susie Heilman was among those shot by Loughner in Tucson.
The perfect solution is one that we can't have. What we want is not available to us. This is the best that can be expected.
And former Congresswoman Gabrielle Gifford said she is okay with the plea deal because it will allow victims to focus on recovery. Elsewhere, it looks like the man accused of shooting an unarmed black teenager in Florida won't go on trial for murder until next year. George Zimmerman's lawyers were reportedly granted more time to prepare their case. Zimmerman has been charged with second-degree murder for the February shooting death of Trayvon Martin. More testimony in the Drew Peterson trial could be stricken from the record. Defense attorneys telling a judge late yesterday that prosecutors failed to let them know a witness was going to dispute a 2007 FBI report about the death of Peterson's third wife. The judge wants prosecutors to show him case law saying that this is not a violation of discovery rules. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them. From HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need. Even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the Geico motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
On Wall Street, modest gains for the market yesterday. The Dow up 51 points, closing at 13,169. S&P adding 7 points. NASDAQ up by 26. Oil prices also up 54 cents a barrel, finishing at $92.74. Let's check out some prices at the pump.
Fill it up, please.
And we are still going up. The latest AAA gas price survey of stations across the country showing the average for a gallon of regular now at $3.64, up 12.5 cents from a week ago, up 26 cents a gallon from a month ago. Meanwhile, a fire that shut down the Chevron refinery in Richmond, California may lead to higher prices for the entire West Coast. GasBuddy.com says prices may jump by 10 to 25 cents a gallon in California and up to 15 cents a gallon in Oregon and Washington. Officials still trying to determine what caused the fire at that refinery. A quick Summer Olympics update for you. The U.S. guaranteed gold today in the final of the women's beach volleyball tournament. Two American teams facing each other. The U.S. women's basketball team cruising past Canada yesterday, 91-48, to advance to the semifinals. China still leading the overall medal count, 73 medals with 34 gold. The U.S. has 70 medals, 30 gold. And finally, by now you must know, the one-ton nuclear-powered rover with the name Curiosity made a successful landing on Mars Sunday night. Scientists getting ready to raise the main camera as they continue to check out systems on Curiosity. So far, so good, according to NASA manager Mike Watkins.
It's been unsurprising, which is fantastic. From an engineering perspective, I think that's how we like it.
That's the NASA version of no news is good news. Ken Edgett is one of the men responsible for the cameras on Curiosity, and when he saw that first color image that was beamed back yesterday, well, you look a little emotional there, Ken.
Waited a long time for this to come back.
Quite a reaction, and we don't blame you, Ken, but try to relax. Take a deep breath. Maybe you should try shorter breaths. Hang in there, Ken. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to for the next week. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off any pizza when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get any pizza for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only, August 6th through August 12th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.